Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Did you know that half of America is single? Hollywood has never produced anything like this before. The Dating Project, a groundbreaking documentary that follows five single people, ages 18 to 40, as they search for authentic and meaningful relationships. There is no script. There are no actors. These are real people trying to find love and happiness in an age of swiping left or right. From Empower Pictures, Paulus Productions, Family Theater Productions, and PureFlix, you can now own The Dating Project. Save the date by visiting thedatingprojectmovie.com and go a step further and help others in your circle date differently by partnering with Ascension Press. Visit shop.ascensionpress.com to acquire the companion study guide. The Dating Project movie is now available on DVD and digital download on Amazon, iTunes, and Walmart. Please visit thedatingprojectmovie.com for details.
Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back. Second big hour of Catholic Answers Live. Thank you for being with us. Open forum again this hour. If you've got a question about the Catholic faith, Catholic life, Catholic people, Catholic ideas, all of those are welcome. And as a matter of fact, Jimmy Akin is our guest this hour. Jimmy is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers. And when Jimmy's on, if you've got a question of a more broadly philosophical or religious nature, we also invite those. You're welcome to call if you are Catholic. You're welcome to call if you're not Catholic. That's what open forum means. It's open to everybody on any topic that's in our wheelhouse. 888-318-7884 is that number. 888-318-7884. Jimmy, nice to see you.
Likewise, and I have some news for you.
Okay.
I don't know if you knew this, but you probably did. But this hour, we have a matching challenge, and it's bigger than the matching challenge we had last hour. Last hour, we had a matching challenge of $5,000.
Right.
This hour, it's $10,000. And we we don't get the money unless we raise the $10,000. So we really need your help, you the listener. Give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's the middle right now is almost exactly the dead
middle
center
point, yep,
of our quarterly pledge drive. So we only talk about this 3 days a year. But when we do, we really need you to respond. This is the time for you to respond. So give us a call, 888-291-8000. I see we have lots of lines open, and we have lots of people standing by. They're sitting at their desk right now waiting to take your call, so you'll get through immediately. You won't have any kind of long phone wait. Bunches of lines are open right now. So now is the time for you to call. It's 888-291-8000. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. I got a little news for you too, Jimmy. Very happy news just came to me from Darren that we did, in fact, make our match last hour.
So awesome.
Thank you so much to everybody who called last hour and helped us do that. Now, as Jimmy said, just barely over the halfway point of this pledge drive, summer pledge drive. You may be aware of this. It's more difficult to come to people and ask for money in the summer. it's harder to find it in any case because people are on vacation, people are doing other things. We're all summer's just different than the other seasons. So
they call it summer.
Yes, I that's a very good point. They gave it its own name to distinguish it.
From the other
seasons. The other seasons. But our costs don't go down in the summer. As a matter of fact, we have the air conditioning on because it's 100 degrees out here in El Cajon a lot of the time.
It is astonishingly hot.
Yeah. So we feel like we need that for the work environment. But as I was saying, the bills don't go down. And so we still need to come to you and ask you for your support. The way that it works is this gives us the finances to continue for another 3 months. We're not putting large sums of money in the bank or that kind of thing. We're paying operating expenses.
And we're doing lots of apostolic work here at Catholic Answers, and your donation supports that.
So again, the number 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, a $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour, up to $10,000. Every pledge, every donation will be matched. If you can make a monthly donation, we've got a couple of things we want to send you as well. If you can make a monthly pledge of $18 a month or more, then we'd like to send you Trent's brand new DVD, Trent Horn's brand new DVD, The Case Against Contraception, where he goes into the kind of the way that the whole
Catholic... I think he goes into the case against contraception
He actually makes... That's right, he does. One that is developed in much greater detail and breadth and depth and beauty over the last 50 years since there was the clear teaching from Pope Paul VI against contraception that was contiguous with all that came before it. But the development is wonderful and beautiful, and Trent gets into all of it there in The Case Against Contraception. But we also want to send you this book that I have in my hand right here, John O'Neill. What's that?
I'm sorry.
We're gonna send it. You get one page out of this
book.
Copy
will multi-locate.
Yeah. Everybody who can make that monthly pledge of $18 a month or more will get this book as well. It's The Fisherman's Tomb, The True Story of the Vatican's Secret Search for St. Peter's Tomb. John O'Neill wrote it. John O'Neill is a best-selling author. It's a page-turner.
It's a really fascinating story because a lot of people – I mean, some people may have heard a little bit about this or may not have even heard about it at all. But there's actually really good archaeological evidence that St. Peter is buried, just like some early church sources said, that he was buried at the Vatican.
Right.
Because Vatican Hill predates St. Peter's Basilica, which is on it.
Right.
According to early Christian sources, that's where he was martyred in Nero's circuses, and he was buried at Vatican Hill because it was a cemetery at the time. And it was marked. The site of his tomb was marked by early Christians. And then in the 20th century, all of this was rediscovered, and the Holy See had archaeologists come in and look at this. They did all kinds of tests.
Yeah.
And this book is going to tell you that really fascinating story. So you want to be sure to get that.
Yeah, it's a great detective story and just so exciting to think that something that the church had lost for thousands of years, century after century, didn't know for sure where that tomb was. Now we can actually see the tomb and the bones of St. Peter. That's for a pledge of $18 a month or more at 888-291-8000. If you prefer to just go online and do it, if you got your phone with you, it's kind of a mobile. It's supposed to be mobile friendly,
responsive.
Is that what's called, mobile responsive?
Yeah.
Or if you got your laptop or computer, you can just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's very safe, very secure, and now they've made it really fast to make that pledge, 888-291-8000.
And we've got some activity on the phone lines, but there's still lots of lines that are open and ready to take your call. We have people standing by at their desks. Everybody in the building is pitching in to make that possible. So the number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And this hour, we have that $10,000 matching challenge. We won't get the money unless we raise the $10,000. So please help us out right now.
And now we go to our regular job, which is answering questions. We start with Tricia in Brewerton, New York, listening on the Stations of the Cross. Tricia, your question. Excuse me. Hang on a second there, Tricia. Don't start because I pushed the wrong button. Tricia, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Yes, thanks for taking my call, and thanks for your wonderful program. It's so important in helping me learn my faith more, and so I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
I'm a cradle Catholic, and I was always under the impression that when Jesus returns and there's the final judgment, that people who are saved will be in heaven for all eternity, and those who are not saved will be in hell, and that this earth, as we know it, will pass away. I guess I got that impression from Matthew is it 24:35, this heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the church teaching on what actually happens to this all of the created matter, this earth and all of the universes? What is the church teaching on that?
Okay, well, since we're embodied beings, there's a natural element of matter to us, and that's going to be part of our destiny. So that's why we're going to be resurrected. We're not going to be like in the cartoons you see where people are up in heaven as disembodied souls and they're kind of transparent or have dotted lines around them or something. We will be reunited with our physical bodies. They'll be in a supernatural glorified state, but we will incorporate this physical reality that we have right now in our bodies. And that means that we're going to need a place that's capable of receiving physical bodies, that can hold physical bodies. And the way the New Testament presents that to us, it's in the book of Revelation. It's also in other passages as well. But if you look at the end of the book of Revelation, when the present heaven and earth pass away, they're replaced by a new heaven and a new earth, and the two are united so that they're not separate. This is actually a theme not just in Christianity, but it's even reflected in other religions, that originally, in some sense, heaven and earth were united, and now there's this separation. And in the Christian faith, we understand that separation is caused by human sin that separates us from God. And God is being in the presence of God, being united with God, is the essence of heaven. So when that separation is definitively overcome and sin and death are no more and we're resurrected in glory in a sinless state, then regardless of where our physical bodies are, we're going to be in union with God and thus in heaven. Now, the New Testament depicts that, and the Old Testament, but especially the New Testament, depicts that as occurring on this new earth, which is now united with the new heaven. We see that in Revelation, where the city New Jerusalem comes down out of heaven, and then John hears it announced that the dwelling place of God is now with men. So there's a union of heaven and earth. In terms of what's the relationship between the new heaven and the new earth and the present one, this is one that's not entirely clear. There have been some thinkers who have proposed that essentially the current heaven and the current earth will be annihilated and that there will be an entirely new universe created for the new heaven and the new earth. But then there are other thinkers who have suggested it's really going to just be a renovation of the present universe. And in terms of talking about a new heaven and a new earth, it means that it's going to be refurbished and upgraded and so forth. It's not going to have the flaws and defects of the present creation. And this is based, this is a thought that's not just found in Christian circles. And if I'm not mistaken, John Paul II did a series of audiences where he even talked about the new heaven and new earth in renovationist terms.
Oh.
You could check that out at jimmyakin.com. Just use the search feature and look up new earth and it ought to show up. But it's also pointed out by, for example, the medieval Jewish scholar Moses Maimonides in his Guide for the Perplexed, that a lot of this language about new heaven and new earth would have been naturally understood in a Jewish context to mean a dramatic improvement of a situation,
right,
but not a complete literal new creation.
Trisha, thank you so much for that question. 888, excuse me, I was going to give out the number, but I don't want to confuse anybody. We're in the midst of our pledge drive right now. We're in the very midst of it, as a matter of fact, and we need to ask you for your help in order to continue to do what we do. We need to partner with you. We need you to be willing to partner with us. We're broadcast on stations that we don't own. We are the producer of content. We're broadcast on stations that maybe it's your local station that you support, an EWTN affiliate, somewhere across the United States. There's 360 of those roughly that we are on.
Mm-hmm.
The statistic that we like to share, because it's actually a little bit shocking, is that we average about 12 listeners who are also donors per tower,
per terrestrial station. Radio tower.
Right. So and so you can imagine that even one more per tower, it would mean a great deal to us. Two more, three more, a tremendous amount, because we're talking about you're making a percentage wise a great contribution just to add one donor per tower. Because we're only at about 12 or 13 right now. So if you're thinking, you know, they've got it covered, they don't need me, please don't think that way. We do need you, and you become part of a relatively small group who supports this apostolate in creating content.
Small that, but vital.
Absolutely vital. Darren was telling us more than 70% of our budget comes from just directly from donors who pick up the phone and call. And that, so we need you to do that. We have a $10,000 match this hour. The number is 888-291-8000. Would you not delay? Because I can see about 16 phone lines open right now, 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation there online, 888-291-8000.
And when you do that, you'll have the satisfaction of knowing not just that you're helping the work of Catholic Answers, but also that you will be receiving a reward from God. One of the things that St. Paul really emphasizes in his letters when he's doing fundraising, and yes, St. Paul wrote fundraising letters.
Isn't that funny to think about? I never thought about
yeah,
it. Yeah, he did.
He also wrote a donor thank you letter. That's what Philippians is.
Uh-huh.
In his discussion of fundraising, he makes a very strong point that God loves a cheerful giver. And he talks about how if we sow to the flesh, and in context he means spending money just on our own pleasures, then from that flesh we'll reap corruption. But if we sow to the Spirit, meaning putting our financial resources into spiritual work,
yeah,
we will from the Spirit reap eternal life. So we can expect an eternal reward for you know, supporting the work of organizations like Catholic Answers. And if you think about that, that's an enormous return on investment, because if you get a reward in this life, well, you get to enjoy it for a finite amount of time. But if you get a reward in the next life, then, okay, how much time do you have to enjoy that? Will you enjoy that reward, Cyrus?
All
I know you
of
say
it.
You don't do math on the air, but if you had to put a numerical value.
All. Everything. Infinite.
Infinite, yes. So you get an infinite reward, and that's a tremendous return on investment. So, you know, heed St. Paul's advice, sow to the Spirit. God loves a cheerful giver. And we have people standing by right now to help you be a cheerful giver. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And you can also go to Catholic Answers Radio. .com, even on your phone or other mobile device.
What we do every day is we try to remove obstacles from that get in the way of people coming to Jesus and coming to communion with his church, whether those obstacles are maybe a Protestant objection to the Catholic faith that we can address, or maybe a more general, a person has maybe fallen into the secular arguments or the atheist arguments, or just struggling with how do I continue to have faith in a world that poses so many obstacles and problems and questions and throws up so many doubts. There can be 100 on your radio dial. There can be 100 secular stations that offer everything from, you know, beautiful jazz music to angry commentary. There needs to be one that presents the Catholic faith, that presents to folks the option of turning to Jesus, repenting of sins, whether they've been baptized or not baptized. If they haven't been, being baptized and enjoying all of the joy of entering into Christ's church. If they need to get to confession, they can get to confession. And as Jimmy said, you know, the Eucharist is the whole deal, as Jimmy has said many times, and we want people to share in the Eucharistic life of the church. And we can do it. It's one of those strange things about the modern era. Jesus said, go out to all the nations and preach the good news. Well, more and more, we really can get there from just a single microphone, from a web page, from a station, a radio station. And we need your support to do that. Take up that call to be a missionary, to share the good news, and to help those who are struggling in a great time of confusion to find a center. And at the center of all things is Jesus Christ. The one thing needed is Jesus Christ. We don't share anything else here. We got nothing else. We have no other answers. We have no other ideas to propose. Jesus Christ is it. And And once you've got him, you've got enough. Everything else falls into place. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Someone has given us $10,000 as a matching gift. If maybe you're a person, I'll tell you, there are folks out there who have $5,000 or $10,000. And they could be the person who makes the match for tomorrow. If you're that person who said, yeah, I can give you a matching sum for tomorrow, please also dial 888-291-8000 if you want to talk to our president about how we set those matches up and what your money will do. Our president, Chris Check, will be happy to talk with you. Maybe you can support us. You're an especially blessed person. You can support in the amount of $500 or $1,000. Well, in addition to sending you the gifts that we're able to send to most folks, John O'Neill's The Fisherman's Tomb, The True Story of the Vatican Secret Search for St. Peter's Tomb, and The Case Against Contraception, we also, if you can make a pledge of $500 or $1,000 or $5,000, we'd love to send you the complete collection of 20 Answers books. There are 29 of these, from atheism to miracles to the papacy to Mary to I can't do all 29. I can't remember all 29 of them, but there's a lot of them, and we'd love to send you all of them. 888-291-8000 is the number. Lines are filling up. Thank you.
Yeah.
About five more lines open. Let's fill those right now. 888-291-8000.
And we have people who are helping us meet that matching challenge this hour. Francis in Richmond has made a $25 one-time gift. Lori in Gaithersburg, $25. Esther in Wisconsin, $200. Lorraine in Texas, $100. Ben in Omaha, $5. Thank you so much. Every bit counts. Laura from Washington has increased her pledge. Brandon has donated $50. Tyler in Nebraska, $100. Jamie in Omaha, $25. Mark donating $100 per month.
Wow.
Jackie in Wisconsin, $500 one-time gift. That gets us 10% of the, or 5% of the way there.
To the goal this hour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Jamie, $50 from Lincoln, Nebraska. And many of them are also asking for prayers for themselves and their loved ones. We want to encourage the audience to pray for the benefactors of Catholic Answers. We here at Catholic Answers do that regularly.
Yeah.
And we want you to know that we're including you in our prayers and everybody in the audience in our prayers. Please pray for us also, because we all face many challenges in life, and we all need to keep each one of us in prayer.
All right, back to the phones we go. If you can, while we take this call, make your donation. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. We go to Marie in Rhode Island watching on Facebook, and I am told that Marie has already made her pledge. Is that true, Marie?
Yes, I have. It wasn't that much, but it's all I can do.
Oh, thank you so much.
We're very grateful for it, Marie. Your question for Jimmy.
Oh, thank you. Yes. I am a devout Catholic, mm-hmm. and now most of my family members have turned their backs on the Catholic Church.
Oh.
They've joined other churches.
Mm-hmm.
And one in particular, my godfather, who was 92, was a very devout Catholic, CCD teacher back in the day. And he interprets the Bible according to what he sees fit.
Mm-hmm.
He has been to many, many churches, you know, Baptists,
what's he going to now?
He's at home reading his Bible on his own.
Okay.
So how can I bring him back with charity?
Thank you, Marie. That's a wonderful question.
I would suggest a couple of things. One of them is there's a book by Patrick Madrid called Search and Rescue that specifically deals with how to bring back your loved ones when they've drifted from the practice of their Catholic faith in one way or another. So I would recommend you get Search and Rescue. Obviously, of course, you want to pray for them. But in terms of practical steps, get Search and Rescue and use the steps that are in that. In addition, if he's active in studying his own Bible on his own, that suggests that he has mental engagement with his faith, even if he's not doing it in a church context, and that he has an intellectual interest in these things. And I would suggest giving him a copy of my book, A Daily Defense, it deals with all kinds of different objections to the Catholic faith and the Christian faith. About a third of the book is actually stuff that Protestants would be in agreement with, and So he would find many things in it that he would agree with, and that would help him then appreciate some of the arguments about more specifically Catholic things. It's a very easy book to read. Each page is a different entry, and so he can flip around in it. He can read the whole thing. And I'd like to send you a copy of this book for free that you can give to him. Marie, if you can stay on the line, we'll take your information, and I would suggest giving him a copy of A Daily Defense, and that may help reignite an interest in the Catholic faith specifically for him.
Marie, thank you so much for that call. Again, I will stress, a call like that from Marie, you hear us every now and then give away books. That's all because of our donors. They make that possible. Everything we do really is made possible by donors, by people who say, yeah, I want to be a partner with Catholic Answers in this. It's really an extraordinary time, Jimmy. I mean, the Catholic Answers goes on the air about 20 years and one half ago. Mm-hmm. 7 Catholic radio stations it was on. That's about as many as were available.
It was like 4.
Oh, was it really? It was 4.
I think it was 4.
Oh, okay. And today, hundreds of Catholic radio stations are around. And then all these other things that maybe 20 years ago, I wasn't thinking about them. You might have been. But I didn't imagine a YouTube and a Facebook and all that. You did imagine it, didn't you, Jimmy?
I have a good imagination, but I haven't. I everything is proceeding as I have foreseen, but I haven't foreseen everything.
Well, I'm glad to see things are going according to plan. But I mean, it's just that we're in this, you know, we're not in the exact same physical location, but here we are in El Cajon speaking in front of these microphones, and the possibilities are just enormous. We want to be in those places where we can share. The Catholic faith is amazing in its reasonableness and its beauty. If you just get it in front of people, the power is tremendous. But you got to get it there. You got to be out there sharing it and defending it. And you make that possible when you call 888-291-8000 this hour, 888-291-8000. $10,000 match. Don't forget that, 888-291-8000.
You know, Si, we're coming up on a break, and I can see we've got lots of lines open. They were a little busy earlier than they are right now.
Yeah.
And we're coming up on this break. It's a hard break. We have to take it for station and network purposes so they can do station identification, which the FCC requires them to do. So this means it's a perfect time for you to call because you won't be missing anything. We're going to have to break away for station identification, and that means this is a good time for you to call. So please do it while you're thinking about it, because I know myself, if I don't do things when I'm thinking about them, they can slip through the cracks, and you don't want that to happen. You've been thinking about donating. You know that now is the time. You know you're thinking about it right now. So cogito ergo sum, let that donation be. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. This is the moment.
Francis in Richmond, Virginia, thank you for your $25 gift. Rose in Bowling Green, Missouri, thank you for your $40 gift. Catherine in Colorado, your $50 gift. Very much appreciated. Martin in Baltimore, $25 gift. Christine in Fort Jennings, Ohio, $15 a month. Converted when she was a little girl, but loves learning more. That's what it's all about here. 888-291-8000 to donate.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by 4 radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a 2-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the Internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today.
call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders. There are a lot of misconceptions about the Catholic faith. We clear them up on Call to Communion, tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Killett, your host. It is open forum today, a little bonus open forum for a Wednesday. Jimmy Akin here this hour. Jimmy is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, the author of A Daily Defense, 365 Days Plus One to Becoming a Better Apologist. There's good news. We have a $10,000 match as we attempt to raise funds here to keep the lights on for the next 3 months. The bad news, we're not that close to reaching it. It's
half hour. Yeah, in fact, we got word during the break that we're not even halfway to meeting our $10,000 goal for this hour. So we're really going to need to hear from you if we're going to make that matching challenge. The number to call, and the good news is we do have people who are waiting to take your call. So we've got lines open. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And I want to say a special word to people who have never donated, because there are a lot of people who've been listening maybe for years,
right,
and they've never donated. Well, one of the things that St. Paul indicates is that a person who learns God's word should share all good things with his teacher. I mean, this is something Jesus talked about. The worker is worth his wages. St. Paul points out the principle of do not muzzle an ox while it's treading out the grain. You know, you if you tend a flock, he uses all these agricultural metaphors because of their culture, but if you tend a flock, you drink its milk. Well, you need to support the ones who are teaching you God's word. And if Catholic Answers has been doing that, then that's something you need to do. So if you've never donated or haven't donated in a while, but you have been listening to Catholic Answers Live and learning from Catholic Answers Live, you know what the right thing to do is. You know that the benefit that it brings to your life and maybe the lives of other people in your family or people you know, you want to help that work go forward. And so this is the time to call 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But one way or another, you want to follow St. Paul's instructions and share the good things that you have with those that are teaching God's word.
And the way that match works this hour, if we raise the $10,000, the donor will give us that $10,000. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. I want to be frank. I think that we're going to need some of those folks this hour who are especially blessed and can make that $500 donation, $1,000 donation. If there's somebody out there that can make a $5,000 donation, it always sounds like a huge amount of money to me, but I know to some people that they've been very blessed and it's well within their means. And so take a deep breath and I ask, if you've got that kind of money, then you could really help us out this hour. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and it's safe, it's secure, and you can do it real quick there, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Our job is to answer questions. We're not going to stop doing that job while we attempt to raise funds, and we thank you for dialing 888-291-8000. We go now to Joshua in Houston, Texas, watching on YouTube. Joshua, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hey, Jimmy. My question is from John 6:44 and 6:64-65, and it's about the Catholic understand the of libertarian free will, as I understand it, or is that are there other acceptable understandings?
Well, it's libertarian understanding of free will. We should mention libertarian free will is a term from philosophy that sometimes gets used in theological context too. It's not the political concept of libertarianism. In a philosophical context, libertarian free will means basically that the outcome of your choices are not predetermined or not determined either by external factors or by internal factors. So you're making a genuine choice that is not programmed or demanded either by external or internal factors. There's real free will operating.
Okay. Caller?
Yeah. Yeah, so my question was, I've seen that you've responded to John 6:44 where it says no one can come unless the Father who sent me draws him by talking about how there are limits on our free will. I was wondering about, like, I was wondering if everyone is capable of coming to the Son, and therefore, like, because everyone is enabled through drawing, and if that is the Roman Catholic position, then how does that square with John 6:64 through 65, where Jesus indicates that the explanation for the unbelief of Judas and the other unbelievers is that they were not granted the ability to come?
Yeah. So one way of – and it's an interesting – it's a very interesting question. The church does teach that at least at some point in their lives, God does make it possible for everyone to come to him. So everyone experiences at least some level of drawing at some point during their lives that would make their salvation possible. However, obviously some people reject that. And some people haven't yet experienced it. And so just because it's possible and just because it's going to happen for you at some point in your life doesn't mean it's happened yet. And so one way of looking at John 6:65, where Jesus talks about how some people have not come to him, and he seems to indicate because they haven't been drawn, it may simply be they haven't been drawn yet. And when they are drawn, they may not respond. So the drawing does not guarantee your salvation. One of the things also that's possible here is that Jesus may be using the term draw in a different sense. Their terms in Scripture are capable, just like terms in ordinary language, are capable of being understood more than one way. And it's a mistake to look at Scripture and say, well, this term is used one way in this passage, therefore it must be used in the same sense in every passage. Now, normally when we're dealing within the same chapter, you expect the term to be used in the same way in both instances. But even then, I mean, I can think of examples in St. Paul's epistles where he'll pivot on the meaning of a word within the same sentence, like not all Israel is Israel.
Yeah.
Well, that's either a contradiction or he's using the word Israel in two different senses right in the immediate context.
Right.
And so so it's possible that the term in one or both cases may be different than the drawing that is given to everybody. And it's also possible if one or both of them are referring to the drawing that is given to everybody that in the second instance, Jesus is talking about people who haven't yet received the drawing and who may not respond to it when they do.
Thank you so much, Joshua, for that question. I hope that was helpful to you. I want to continue to share our urgency with you just a little bit here.
Yeah.
We have a need, and we share it with you. If you are able and you can help us, we would be very, very grateful if you would call 888-291-8000. The story is this. We did meet our match the first hour. We had a $5,000 match from a very generous donor. We met that match. A $10,000 match from another donor, well, maybe the same donor, I don't know, but another match anyways, $10,000 for this hour. And we are well past the halfway mark of the hour and not past the halfway mark on our reaching that goal. So we'd like to reach if we reach the 10,000 by the end of the hour, we get the additional 10,000 from the match. 888-291-8000 is the number. If you give $100, it's going to be $200 to us. If you give $50, it's going to be $100. If you give $1,000, it's going to be $2,000, up to $10,000. When we have used up all that match, if you are particularly blessed and you can make a $500 or $1,000 gift, It would be very helpful because we are now we're less than 20 minutes away from the end of this program. 888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000. You should know if you are able to give at the $1,000 level, you will be part of the President's
Club.
Mm-hmm. And then the Founder Circle is what?
$5,000.
If you give at the $5,000 Founder Circle, and you can find on our website, Catholic.com, all the benefits that accrue to being a member of the Founder Circle or the President's Club. If my voice sounds a little urgent, I think that is matching my emotions because we are in a little bit of an urgent situation now to make that match by the top of the hour. 888-291-8000, the number.
And we have some people who have responded. We have Rose in Oregon, who's donated $50. Danny in Sunnyvale, Texas, who's donated $25 a month. Jean in Texas, $20 a month. Mary Lou from Boca Raton, $20. And Carl, in memory of Charlie Harvey, an original member of the Catholic Answers team who is now passed on to his eternal reward, $1,000 donations. Thank you so much, Carl. And I can't, given that Carl obviously knows about Charlie Harvey, can't help wondering which Carl this is. But thank you very much, Carl, regardless of which Carl you may be. We very much appreciate that. And Charlie Harvey, who I had the pleasure of knowing, was an awesome guy.
Oh,
and,
how beautiful.
He also worked for a time for Ignatius Press. He was a really sweet guy, really charming guy, and a true gentleman. And we continue to mourn his loss, but are happy that he has gone on to be with his Lord and Savior.
What a beautiful testimony. And thank you so much, Carl, for that. Mark in Oklahoma also gave $100 a month, Jimmy, and that's a tremendous thing. We appreciate that gift. These monthly donations, every donation is really important to us right now as we try to make that $10,000 match by the top of the hour. But these monthly donations, they do help us for planning purposes. They help even out the budget over the course of the year. And let me just give you an example. Say you give a $20 donation while this match is on, $20 pledge per month. That's going to be $240 for the year. But see, that whole pledge is matched by this donor. So for us, that's $480 this year that we will receive to do the things that this apostolate does, to continue this radio broadcast, to continue making television program. But very essential in this day and age. Continuing to answer email questions and questions that come across via Facebook, provide materials to YouTube and Facebook and Periscope, places where people are, Twitter now. We've got quite a few people mm-hmm. on Twitter. We're trying to be where people are so that we can share the good news that God loves them. And the sign of that love, the mark of that love, is Christ Jesus, who gave his life for each and every one of us. Nothing better than that, especially in a world that has forgotten, in many cases, who Jesus is, or has even forgotten things like, basic morality, basic reality about what it is to be a human being. We're not trying to put anybody down. We're not trying to defeat anybody, crush anybody. We're trying to lift up Christ himself before the eyes of the world so that people can choose and choose Christ. We need your help right now, 888-291-8000.
I can see from the monitor board that we do have some activity on the lines, which is great, but we still have more than half of the lines that we have available open, so people are standing by their desks right now. They've made themselves available, taken themselves away from other work duties just so they could be available to take your call. Please give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000 and help us fill up those lines. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Your donation allows us to do things like this. Just pick up the phone and answer questions. Gene, in the Boston area, listening on the Station of the Cross, you are up next. Gene, your question for Jimmy.
Hello, Cy. Hello, Jimmy.
Hi, Gene.
Howdy.
My question is, hi, given our Catholic understanding of God, mm-hmm. is the possibility of more than one true God theologically precluded? And mm-hmm. I suspect I know the answer, but could you explain why?
Yeah.
Or why not, please?
Yeah. So the answer is that there cannot be more than one true God in the full sense of what we understand God to be. God is a being that has all perfections and that is the creator of the universe. He's uncreated and changeless and omnipotent, omniscient, and omnibenevolent, and all those things. And he has each of these good qualities in an infinite degree, at least for those that are subject to degrees. He has them in an infinite degree. And consequently, if there were a second being of the same type, then the two of them would have to exist in some kind of greater framework of reality. And that would be a problem because it would mean that God is not the basis of created reality. There's some deeper reality that sustains both of the two gods. And then they wouldn't be the all-perfect beings that the Christian faith holds God to be, because God is the fundamental basis of everything. He is being itself, and there can't be two beings itself. That would be a contradiction. There can't be two fundamental bases. There would have to be some framework uniting and undergirding those two different bases. So as a result of that, we know that there can't be two gods of the fundamental type that the Christian faith holds. There can be lesser beings that are in various ways similar to God, and thus that could be called gods. In fact, the Old Testament in the Psalms, and Jesus points this out in the Gospels, refers at one point to certain men, particularly judges, as gods, because they stand in the place of God. Peter talks about how we become partakers of the divine nature through God's grace. And so we can become little g gods, but it's impossible for us to become gods in the full sense of infinite uncreated beings, because we're already creatures. And once you're a creature, you can't be uncreated. You might be destroyed, but you can't cease to have a moment of creation.
Thank you so much. We get these wonderful questions like that.
That just fortunately I've thought about before.
Jimmy, I tend to be of the view that you've thought about most of this stuff. You've been doing this for more than 20 years now.
More than 25, yeah.
Oh, yeah, more than 25. This is one of the things that Chris was saying that a woman called earlier and was talking about the charitable nature, the way that the apologists are charitable in their answers as well as knowledgeable. And I feel like you and Tim have been at this a long time, and you're seasoned, and that has set a tone for all of us.
So you're saying we've had our rough edges have been filed off, worn off, stones in a pond with the water going over them, eroding away those things.
Yeah. But I imagine you didn't pop into the world perfect, Jimmy.
I'm not now.
But it does strike me that that's part of the whole apostolate benefits from the fact that the apostolate has been here for a while, and there's a kind of corporate knowledge of how this is done, and that it is not done by just smacking people down and getting into arguments and proving people wrong. That could be really satisfying in some instances, probably, but that's not how this is done. That we want people to come to Jesus, and the way you do that is by learning the truth
and by showing love to people, and that's what we want to do. I mean, it can be challenging, because sometimes people do have sharp elbows and rough edges, including us. But the goal is to implement the two great commandments, love God and love your neighbor. And the fact those are the two great commandments show us that what is fundamentally important in life is love. And that means that in apologetics, the thing that's fundamentally important is love. And you catch more flies
As the Bible says.
As I was going to say, hypothetical grandmother would say, you catch more flies with honey than vinegar.
Yeah.
And not that I've personally tested that, but metaphorically, it's certainly true. You're going to win more souls for Christ by being loving. And so we want to do that. And we need people's help in that effort. So right now, we've got a bunch of lines open. We've got less than 15 minutes to go in this hour. We still need your support if we're going to make this $10,000 matching donation. Jesus has offered a $20 one-time donation. Anonymous from Houston has offered a $100 one-time donation. Got another $10 gift from Columbus, Ohio. Every bit helps. If you've been thinking about supporting Catholic Answers Live, and you should have been thinking about that, because St. Paul says the one who's taught God's word should share all good things with the teacher so that the teacher's teaching ministry can keep going. Give us a call. Now's the time. 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888 888- 201-291-8000. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Remember that God loves a cheerful giver and he gives eternal rewards. And Isai, even you can do the math. An eternal reward means an infinite reward. Yeah. And so if you'd like to get an infinite reward, give us a call, 888-291-8000.
And if you have some way of making an infinite donation, we'll take that too. But most of these are on the plane of the material, which is not infinite. But
like the Rock Group disaster area, we'd love to see the boundaries of pure hypermathematics pushed back by the size of your donation.
So. That would be great. We 888-291-8000 is the number to call. A sense of urgency this hour. I'm starting to feel pretty good that we might be able to reach this goal. We're not there. And there's only a few minutes left in the hour. We're not there, but we just always get such a wonderful response from callers, from listeners who are willing to help us. I know we've got at least a couple thousand to go, and so in the next few minutes, can we do a couple thousand? Maybe you got the couple thousand and you just want to give a call. 888-291-8000 is the number. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But I haven't been doing my regular job. I'm supposed to be taking calls. Shane in Salt Lake City, watching on YouTube. Your question for Jimmy. Shane.
Yes. I was calling to find out, what is the meaning of the term gates of hell, especially as used in Matthew? Mm-hmm. Like the gates of hell will not prevail against the rock or the church, and especially, is it used other places in the Bible? Maybe a quick exegetical interpretation and layout there.
I'd have to do a check just to be sure. I don't believe it's used, that exact phrase is used elsewhere outside of Matthew 16. In terms of what it means, the word that's used is for hell here is Hades, or Hades. But it's the Greek word that's used for the place of the dead, not specifically the place of the damned. When Jesus wants to use a specific reference to the place of the damned, he tends to use a different word, which is Gehenna.
Oh, yeah.
And that is a reference to a specific place of punishment. However, the ordinary meaning for an ordinary Greek speaker in the first century of Hades would have just been the place where dead people go. And so the gates of hell then present hell as the place of the dead as if it's a city. Because cities had gates. They had walls around them to protect them from warfare and invasions. And then they had gates which they could close. Now, the question then becomes, what is meant in this passage by the gates of hell, or the gates of this city of death, will not prevail against the church? Well, they could prevail in one of a couple of ways. They could prevail by keeping the church within them. So like the church could die and be trapped in death. It also could prevail in the sense of stopping the church from being able to rescue people from death.
Mm-hmm.
From spiritual death in that case, because people are still going to physically die. Whichever way you take it, though, one thing that's guaranteed in this passage is that the church itself will not pass away, because if the church could pass away, then death would prevail over the church. And so the fundamental message is death will not prevail over the church, but exactly what that means can be understood in more than one way. It could mean death will not defeat the church, or it could mean the church is going to defeat death. But either way, the continued existence of the church until Jesus' return is ensured.
Thank you so much, Steve. Excuse me, that wasn't Steve. That was Shane in Salt Lake City. Thank you very much, Shane. Appreciate that call. I hope that was helpful. 888-291-8000 is the number we've been giving out for those of you who would like to support Catholic Answers. If you feel any call at all to support Catholic Answers, please answer the call now, because we have a $10,000 match that we have not used up. I am told we still have a bit of a ways to go.
And you know, Si, we're almost up to the top of the hour. I don't think we're going to be able to fit in another phone call. So that means lines, that this is a great time to call. We have some open lines. You'll get through immediately and be able to talk to a Catholic Answers staffer and make your donation. You're not going to miss anything in terms of the apologetic content of the show today. We're going to be back tomorrow to give you more great apologetic content, but we need to hear from you right now. And one of the things you mentioned earlier in the program, Si, is that we'd like to send people some rewards.
Yes.
For their donation. What were those again?
If you can make a pledge of $18 a month, if you can manage $18 a month, or a one-time pledge of $200, we can send you The Case Against Contraception, the brand new DVD from Trent Horn. And we'll also send you this wonderful book from New York Times number one best-selling author John O'Neill, The Fisherman's Tomb, The True Story of the Vatican's Secret Search for the Tomb of St. Peter, an exciting story.
And it's fascinating. I already know about this story in general terms, but I'm always interested to see new books on the subject, so I may want to read that myself.
At a monthly pledge.
How would I do that?
$18 or more, we're going to be able to send it to you. But also, I'm trying to figure out the numbers here in front of me, but a couple grand will get us over the top, it appears, this hour. A few people that make a $500 donation right now,
that would be wonderful. 888-291-8000
will put us over the top. So we'll send you those two gifts if you can make that $500 donation. But we'll also send you the full set of 29 20 Answers books, books on miracles, books on atheism, books on end-of-life issues, books on faith and science, books on Mary. It goes on and on. 29 of these 20 Answers books. They make a wonderful library. We'd love to send the whole thing to you. Maybe you got a couple of grand. I say that like it's some kind of casual thing, like I've ever had that kind of money. Couple grand.
For some people, been so blessed, it is a casual thing.
You could cover us for this hour as well. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. Look, everybody, whether your donation is a $5 donation or a $5,000 donation, if we could fill up the lines right now as we head off, you would really go a long way to helping us meet that $10,000 match. Again, the number, 888-291-8000. It'll only take you a couple minutes. They'll get you through it real quickly. They'll stay here until 15 minutes past the hour, so you still got 20 minutes to make that call.
Yeah.
If you don't get through the first time, keep dialing 888-291-8000. I want to come back first hour. You're with me tomorrow.
Yeah, both hours tomorrow.
Let's come back and make an announcement. We made that match last night.
That would be awesome.
It'll also count if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Big donors and small are in need here at Catholic Answers. 888-291-8000. Thank you so much to everyone who called.
Be sure to do it right now while you're thinking about it, because we all know the human tendency. And if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Let's hear from you. 888-291-8000 and CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Open forum for both hours tomorrow with Jimmy Akin. Join us for that. And we will continue to ask you for your help and support tomorrow. If you've got money that you can put up for a match, give us a call, 888-291-8000. If you can help us meet the match today, 888-291-8000.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.